We're glad you're listening to Rhema for Today.
Physical health is prefaced by spiritual health. Here's a little secret way over there in the third epistle of John, the second verse. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper. That's financial, material prosperity. And be in health. That's physical prosperity, even as your soul prospers. Amen. And you see, there has to be that development and that prosperity of the inward man. And so when you're not obeying what God said do, then you're in disobedience. And I've never been attacked except when I miss God. And then I had to repent real quickly. And I always do just fast as I can and get back over there, praise God, where God, in his blessings, you see, and then I was all right.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, Recognizing Roadblocks to Healing, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Now, God will train and discipline us with his hand of love, just like you as fathers train and discipline. Whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth. Amen. Are you listening to me? No, I'll tell you the real truth about the matter. Sometimes we've learned all right the hard way, but we really didn't have to. I mean, if we had listened to the Word of God and have been what the Word of God said to be, doers of the Word and not hearers only, we wouldn't have gotten into some of the trouble we got into. And I'll tell you another thing about it. If we had obeyed God and walked with him, sometimes we wouldn't have got into the sickness that we got into. Now, I don't know about you, and I'm not going to judge you because I'm not your judge. Bible said let every man examine himself, so I'm going to examine myself. But now since I learned 48 years ago as a Baptist teenager about divine healing and was healed and raised up from a deathbed, in August of this year, will have been 48 years shall have come and gone. And so in these nearly 48 years, I've had virtually what I call divine health. I'll go along sometimes in this 48 year period, I've gone along sometimes 5 to 7 years and never hardly knew I had a body. I don't really know how to relate to people that's always talking about having a headache. I haven't had a headache since 1933. This August will be 49 years since I've had a headache. August of 1933, last headache. People are always talking about, you know, feeling bad. I don't know how to relate to that. You know, I don't always feel up to par, but sometimes it's my own wrongdoing, you know. And so other than the few times when maybe, you know, acting unwisely against my wife's better judgment. Wives, you know how to watch after their husbands. Husbands all don't always have enough sense to listen. You wives ought to say amen anyway. Amen. You know, and I'm one of them. I didn't have enough sense to listen. I should have listened. She was telling me what to do. I did that just shortly here a few days ago. And for a little while, I had a few symptoms there, a little cold-like. But we got rid of them, you know, in Jesus' name. But I did that because I acted unwisely and went against what my wife said to do. She told me to protect myself from the cold rain, and I didn't do it. I got wet and cold, and so on. And so I had to suffer the results for a few days. I got on top of the situation, however. But now, other than something like that happened, I've never really been attacked in body, physically, you know, unless I'd missed it, spiritually. And I don't mean by that I robbed some bank, run off with some fellow's wife, told a lie on somebody. No, I just didn't obey God. Amen. Sometimes it just seems like it'd be a very trivial matter. Just a very small matter. But see, if you have to learn that if you're going to walk in physical health, you have to learn this really. I'll put it another way. Physical health is prefaced by spiritual health. Here's a little secret way over there in the third epistle of John, the second verse. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper. That's financial, material prosperity. And be in health. That's physical prosperity, even as your soul prospers. Amen. And you see, there has to be that development and that prosperity of the inward man. And so when you're not obeying what God said do, then you're in disobedience. And I've never been attacked except when I miss God. And then I had to repent real quickly. And I always do just fast as I can and get back over there, praise God, where God in his blessings, you see, and then I was all right. Well, now, if we had to listen, though, if you just listen to God. I remember one time God had been dealing with me for 2 years about ministry now. He'd been dealing with me for 2 years. And I know I came away from a certain convention. I said to my wife as we drove down the freeway, this is before we ever started the Rhema Bible Training Center. See, we're in our 8th year here now. And I said to my wife, I'm going to have to change and minister differently, see. And I didn't do it. She had just said it right out loud myself, out of my own mouth. And I got arrested. You know, by the Spirit of God, I got sick. Man, I was sick as a horse. And I tell you, I got in a hurry back over there. Now, isn't that awful for us to have to do that? But sometimes, now that doesn't mean, see, now a lot of people from the natural standpoint, they judge, well, now that's God's way of doing. No, God had been telling me for 2 years and I wouldn't listen. If you don't learn the easy way, you'll have to learn the hard way. I'd just rather learn the easy way, hadn't you? I'd just rather listen to God to begin with. I know I pastored nearly 12 years. It's one of the hardest things in the world sometimes as a pastor to keep from telling people I told you so. You know, when they get in trouble, because you know they're going to get in trouble. And you know exactly where they're headed for. And you keep trying to tell them in a nice way, in a loving way, in a diplomatic way, instead of just being brutally frank about it. And they just go right on and they get in trouble just like you knew they was going to all the time. And when if they'd just listened, how many times have I had people to say to me, oh, if I'd have just listened, not only was the preacher or the minister or somebody trying to tell them, but their own spirits knew it, and they didn't listen. Now, you know, in extreme cases, but yet the same thing can happen with Christians. You know, I've seen sinners. I know I was preaching a certain place down in East Texas. In the month of January of 1951. Month of January, 1951. And so there was a young man there, 28 years old. Very aristocrat looking young man. Well dressed. He stood out. He looked very outstanding. He dressed in such a way. He conducted in such a way that he just seemed to stand head and shoulders above everybody else. He'd just catch your eye. I asked the pastor about this fellow. I saw him there every night in the service. He said, well, no. I thought maybe he's a member of the church. No, he's not a Christian. Said he's a veteran, you know, a war veteran. This is 1951, you know. But a very, very outstanding citizen of the area and so on and so forth. And so I found out who he was. But then one night, actually, the last night of the meeting, we closed on Sunday night. And I was given the invitation. Now, I had not preached what we call an evangelistic type of sermon. I preach on divine healing, give an altar call, and have hundreds come to get saved. Praise God. And so the Spirit of God was dealing. And I knew he was dealing with that young man. We were singing an invitation. We were standing. That young man stood. You could see him. His tears was in his eyes and dripping off his face. And he was trembling. And suddenly the Lord spoke to me. I actually, as I looked at him, I saw it. I saw it in the spirit. It's hard to describe some things sometimes for in the natural that you see in the spirit. But I saw, I didn't know what it represented other than just judgment. I said, young man, you know, I just said it from the pulpit. I didn't talk to him personally. There's darkness out ahead of you. Just a step. The darkness is there. And once you go into the darkness, you'll never come out of it. But if you'll come to Jesus tonight, praise God, you'll never go into the darkness. Because see, if you come to him and walk with him, you're walking in the light. Well, he didn't come. I didn't have any leading to deal with him personally, but the pastor, several were in the altar. We invited Christians to come to the altar and pray. And so this pastor walked back and talked to him personally. And I could see them conversing. Later on, the pastor said to me, he said, Brother Robertson was pastor. He said, Brother Hagin, that young man I talked to, that was the young man you was talking about, wasn't it? You saw the darkness in front of him? I said, yeah. Well, he said, I had that special leading to go talk to him. And he said, he's very nice. I said, well, I appreciate your prayers and all, and be sure and pray for me, but I'm not going to do anything about it tonight. And so we went on with the altar service. People were saved, filled with the Spirit. We dismissed the service. Now, I left the next morning, on Monday morning, to get to another place to start a meeting on Wednesday night. And I started a meeting on Wednesday night after I closed that one Sunday night. And then the next week, you see, on Tuesday, actually, and mail moved a little faster then in that part of the country, at least it does now sometimes, I got a letter the next week, you see, from this pastor. See, we closed on Sunday night, and then after the following next weekend, you see, then that next week I got a letter from this pastor. He knew where I was going, he knew the pastor, and he sent it to me in care of this pastor. He had his address. And in this letter, Brother Robertson said to me, he said, Brother Hagin said, you remember, I'll tell you what I'm writing about, the young man that you said there's a dark cloud, there's a darkness actually right out in front of him. And once he went into that darkness, he'd never come out of it.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's special radio offer. First is the complete set of 21 videos from Winter Bible Seminar 2026, all on one USB drive. This new MP4 format offers a convenient way to view these teachings. This is offered for a price of $95. Next is the 21 audio teachings from Winter Bible Seminar on a USB drive in MP3 format, offered for the price of $50. And lastly, we're offering both the video MP4s and the audio MP3s on two USB drives for $140. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
You know, hon, they hear us at every program. We say we want to thank you for helping.
Yes.
Well, we're talking to those that have become a Rhema partner. We're a word partner with us, we call it.
Yes.
And what is a partner? It's just somebody that prays for us regularly and sends an offering at least once a month, whatever you can afford to send. It helps us to continue to do this broadcast.
Yes.
And many other things that we do all over the world. So if you'd like to become a partner with us, you can go to rhema.org/WPC.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin with his teaching, Recognizing Roadblocks to Healing. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.